Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Towel for you. Towel for me.
Thank you. I will go change and meet you at the pool.
Oh, Kristen, wait a minute.
What do you say we go skinny dipping tonight?
Oh, Hayden, I'm not going to go swimming naked in the college pool.
Why not? It'll be fun. It'll be wet. It'll be sexy. Plus, we'll dry quicker.
This is a public building. Anybody could just walk in and see us.
Oh, yeah, I'm not ashamed of my body, and I'm very proud of yours. Besides, the building is locked. Come on, we've been coming here almost every Sunday. We haven't seen anybody yet.
I'm not going to do it.
Christy, what are you doing?
Think about jumping into that warm water, and arms wrapped around each other, and I give you a long, tender kiss. And the water gently laps against our glistening bodies. My skin touches your skin, and your skin returns the favor.
Huh? Are you positive the building's locked?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Okay. Last one in the pool has to walk back to the office naked. Ah!
Hayden, can we talk?
Do you mind if I leave my clothes on?
I'm really sorry about last night.
You know, Luther, I really don't want to talk about last night.
Well, I have to talk about last night. Ever since I saw you and Christine naked, I just can't get out of my mind.
I'm telling you, Luther, I really don't want to talk about it.
Was Christine upset?
Little. She slept with her coat on all night.
What was this? Makes you feel any better. I really didn't see that much.
Can we just drop it?
Remind me, I saw a little, but I didn't.
Hey, Luke, come on. Let's just drop it. I really don't want to know.
Okay. Christine works out, doesn't she?
Hey, guys. Hey, did you see the article about Christine in this month's Minnesota Life?
Yeah, that's right. That was supposed to be out this week. Oh, let me see it.
Yeah, it's got a great picture of her.
She's a great-looking lady. Yeah.
You know, I always knew that Christine is good at what she does, but I had no idea how much money she makes.
What do you mean?
Well, they mentioned her salary. No wonder she's always in such a good mood.
How much she make?
Holy mackerel.
How much she make?
A lot.
According to this, she makes more than I do.
You're kidding.
She makes a lot more than he does.
Hey, Dauber, come on.
Hey, I don't know what you're so upset about, Hayden. You're marrying a girl who makes big money and nicest person in the whole world and doesn't have an ounce of fat on her.
I wouldn't let this bother you, Coach.
Well, of course it's going to bother me, Dauber. Come on. I've known Christine for 4 years. I had no idea she made this kind of money. This amount of dough rolling in, what the heck's she going to need Hayden Fox for?
Maybe as a dependent. Wouldn't that put her in a lower tax bracket?
And so Christine's more successful than you. What's the big deal?
Christine is not more successful than me. Just because she makes more money does not mean that she's more successful than me, Luther. I will tell you something. There are a lot of successful people in this country who hardly make a thing.
Like who?
I don't know. Ralph Nader.
I think Ralph Nader does okay.
Can we just drop this? We got a lot more important things to do than just sitting around reading stupid magazines, and I don't want to hear another word about how much Christine Armstrong makes.
Well, good morning, Luther.
Good,
Dover? Rockefeller?
Oh, jeez.
Quite an impressive article about Christine. I was just in the John. I read the whole thing.
If you came here on business, state it. If you came here to tease me, you can just take your cue ball head right out of here.
I didn't come in here to tease you. I came in here on a very important matter.
What is it?
Would you get Christine to buy me a sports car?
That's it. You're out. You're out.
You're in the money. I think it's funny.
I know you don't. That makes it twice as funny to me.
Hey, Christine.
Surprise!
Yeah, hey, yo. What are you doing here on Monday night?
They're televising a North Stars game, so they preempted the news. I picked up a couple of steaks, a bottle of champagne. I thought we could celebrate.
Oh, yeah, celebrate what?
The article in Minnesota Life came out today. Oh, the phone didn't stop ringing. Everybody loved it. It just made me feel like $1 million. Did you happen to see it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dobber had a copy, and Howard Burley had a copy. A lot of people had copies. I was just choking on copies.
What's the matter? What, was there something about it that bothered you?
Well, there's one little thing that kind of burned my shorts, yeah. Christina, how come you never told me how much money you made, honey?
Is that a problem?
Were you aware that you made more money than me?
Is that what this is about?
I'm asking the questions here, Christine. Were you aware that you made more money than me?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
You never thought about it?
No. Why? Did you?
Hey, I am asking the questions here, Christine. I mean, based on that figure in the article, I mean, I find it very hard to believe that it never occurred to you that you made more money than me.
Well, it may have occurred to me.
Aha!
Okay. What?
Aha! It did occur to you. You knew. And you were purposely hiding it from me.
Oh, I was not.
Well, then, Christine, if the thought had occurred to you, how come you never brought it up?
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to avoid a scene like this.
Okay, again. You're purposely hiding it from me because you knew I'd get upset.
Oh, this is crazy. I can't believe in this day and age you're feeling insecure because I make more money than you.
Well, it's not just me. Any man would in any day and any age, honey.
This is ridiculous.
This is not ridiculous. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, no. This is basic biological male-female stuff. This goes back to the beginning of people. This is all about the male primitive instinct to go out and kill something and drag it back to the hut so he can feed your family. You sure as hell don't want to come home to your hut and find out that your wife has dragged in something bigger.
My God, Hayden, we don't live in the Stone Age anymore.
Maybe you don't, but I do. And so do most of the guys that I know.
All right, Hayden, if you want me to apologize for not telling you, I apologize. But if you want me to apologize for how much money I make, forget it. I work damn hard for my money, and you know that.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I will tell you what the hell that's supposed to mean. Honey, honey, hard work is taking 60 untrained kids and turning them into a well-oiled machine. Sweetheart, it's not sitting in a makeup chair for 2.5 hours and then just going out and delivering the news for 20 minutes.
You're upset, you've had a blow to your ego, and because of that, you're saying things that are more stupid than usual. So, let's just cut this off right now, before both of us go too far.
Wait a minute, honey, honey, honey. I wasn't trying to insult you. Christine, you know how proud I am of you and the work you do. Come on, I watch all those other newscasts, sweetheart. Those women are not near as pretty as you are. And I mean that, Christine. I am not just trying to flatter you. But I think it would be very good for our relationship if we were both willing to admit that, hey, come on now, you get paid an awful lot of money for a job where the only skill that's needed is just the ability to read.
That's true, Hayden. And you get paid a lot for a job that doesn't even require that.
Well, that's a low blow, honey.
If I'm going to hit you, Hayden, I have to aim low.
Don't think I didn't get that, Christine.
Look, I didn't start this. Your sense of self-esteem is tied up in how much money you make. God, there's nothing I can do about that. I think it's sad. I think it's sick. I think it's perverse. But then, that's you.
Where are you going, honey?
Back to my makeup chair in Minneapolis. When you pull yourself up out of this primordial ooze you seem to be wallowing in, take a shower and then give me a call. Until then, goodbye.
Obviously missed the whole point.
I'm gonna leave the steaks out on the porch. When you get hungry, you can drag them back in.
Forget it, Hayden. I am not giving you a raise.
Why not?
Because you're only 6 months into a 3-year contract.
I signed that contract under false pretenses.
How? What false pretenses?
Under the false pretenses that I thought I made more money than Christine.
Why are you letting this drive you so crazy? Why don't you just ride that Armstrong gravy train and enjoy it?
Oh, Howard, man, either I get a raise or I quit.
Well, you're not quitting. If you do, we'll sue you for everything you've got.
I haven't got anything.
All right, then we'll wait till you marry Christine. We'll sue you for everything she's got.
Man.
No raise, huh? Hey, maybe you ought to just drop the whole thing.
What do you mean, drop the whole thing? I can't have my future wife making more money than me, Luther. I'm just not put together that way. Geez, I feel like a gigolo or something. I feel like that boob who's married to the Queen of England.
Hey, if you really want to make some extra money, why don't you do what the other coaches do and take out some endorsements?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. It's what Terrence Moses is doing.
Yeah, ever since he became head coach of the basketball team, he's been making a fortune on those sneaker ads.
Well, I haven't been offered any sneaker ads, okay?
Well, you were offered that endorsement last year at the coaches' conference.
What endorsement's that?
You know, that guy from, what was it, Universal Athletic Apparel. What was his name?
You mean the jock straps?
Somebody's got to endorse them. Those things don't sell themselves.
Well, it's true. They did want to build a whole campaign around me. Hayden Fox for Universal Jocks.
Here it is. Well, why don't you at least give him a call?
Well, that's not a bad idea. You know, maybe endorsing jock straps is just what I need to make me feel better.
You got a liver spot there you might want to cover.
Okay, ready to go? Wally Krastak, Universal Athletic Apparel. Hey. Hayden, welcome to the Universal family.
Thanks. These are two of my assistants, Luther Van Dam, Dobber Dubinsky.
Okay, so that we don't take up too much of your time, why don't you just step on in here?
Okay.
Perfect.
Hey, Wally, is what I'm wearing okay?
Super.
Because I thought a suit would be a nice image for the product in the red.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's great.
Yeah, is my hair okay?
Is it yours?
Yeah.
Then keep it.
Tell me something. How does this work, Wally? I gotta tell you, this looks pretty crummy.
Okay, let me explain that to you. This is crummy. But see, this is just a neutral background. Our art department's already composed an elaborate layout. It's fantastic. Really smart. So, we're just gonna take your picture and then superimpose it.
Just so I get this straight, now you guys are gonna pay me for taking my picture and using my name, is that right?
That's all.
That's great.
Did you sign the contract?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Did you read it?
Not yet.
Great. No. Before I forget, Universal wanted you guys to have some free samples, so let's see. Pop, what are you, about a medium, huh? And for Thor over here, I'd say an extra large, right? Let's take some pictures. What do you say, huh?
All right.
Smile, Hayden.
Okay.
And remember, the better you look, the better we look.
All right, okay.
There you go.
Wait. I got my...
Hayden? Hello, what's this? Universal Athletic Apparel. This is it, this is a check. Hayden! Hayden!
Luther!
Hayden!
Luther!
Behind the door.
Well, I was waiting for you, you boob.
Hey, the check came. This is it. Let's go open it.
Well, let me open it. Give me that.
Well, this is really exciting. I've never known anybody got a check that big.
Me neither. Well, that's not true. Beth got one for me when we got divorced, but this is the biggest one I've ever gotten.
Wow.
Luther, look at that. Wow. Hey, where's Dauber? I want him to see this, too.
He's down at Duke's Sporting Goods. Your campaign opened today. He's down there buying a box of jocks. I figured maybe the first one you might want to take, and I don't know, frame it or bronze it or something.
Yeah, I just got Christine to speak to me. I feel like my life's going to be back on track.
You know, Hayden, this baby here could just be the beginning. I mean, if people like this, it could open up all kind of endorsements.
That's true. I start my own company. Hayden Fox Endorsements. You make it, I'll endorse it.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Hey, Tom. Did you pick up a couple of boxes of Hayden Fox jocks?
I started to, but some caught my eye.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, they got this big display down at Duke's with a life-size cutout of you standing right next to it.
Hey, whoa. No kidding. There you go. Well, they went all out, didn't they? Yeah. I'd like to pick up a couple of those things.
Oh, I did.
You did? Well, bring them in, Dob. Let me see them.
Okay.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel like I can't.
I think you've been superimposed.
Well, this is disgusting. I didn't pose for this, man. I'm standing there nothing but a jock. That's not even my body.
I didn't think that's your body. I remember when I saw you and Christine at the pool.
Oh, you just shut up, Luther. Dauber, they don't have me on the boxes like this, do they?
Yeah, with a coupon on the back so you can send away for a poster.
Oh, man.
I didn't take it easy. I mean, I know it's a little embarrassing, but after all, it is a sporting goods store. At least they don't have you plastered all over town.
Dad? Dad, have you seen this?
Where'd you get those?
At the student union.
What?
They're in the window of the campus store.
What the hell am I doing there?
Causing a riot.
Dad, I have to go to school here. What made you do this?
I didn't do this, Kelly. I was superimposed. Hey, have you seen this? Holy Toledo! Where'd you get that, Howard?
In the pro shop at the golf course. Can you imagine playing 18 holes coming in and seeing this?
Oh my God, they got you plastered all over town.
This is like a nightmare.
I swear to you, if Dr. Tewksbury sees this, we're in a heck of a lot of trouble.
Well, maybe we can go around town and offer to buy them all up.
How do we get the jock straps?
We'll buy those two. We'll buy everyone in the city.
How are we going to pay for all of this?
We got Hayden's check.
No, not my check. Not my check. Well, this is the only good thing I got out of this.
Well, it's either that or be the laughing stock of the whole school. Believe me, Hayden, it's no fun.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, you don't have to be sorry, sweetheart. It's just another bag on the garbage heap of my life. Christine?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you doing here, Christine?
We have a fight. We don't talk for a while, which I figure is just as well we're cooling off. And then tonight I get home from work, I open my drapes, and on the billboard across the street, I see a 15-foot picture of you wearing a hot pink jock strap. And a body I know I've never spent the night with, and okay, I'm marrying this man. I should find out just how deranged he is.
Jeez, you mean there's a billboard too?
What have you gotten yourself into, Hayden?
Oh, a mess, Christine. I mean a really big mess.
Are you supposed to distribute all these?
No! Golly, I've been running around the town like a maniac all day trying to buy him back.
How could you let this happen?
I was just trying to get us even, honey. I was just trying to make a buck. You know, other people do it. They do pretty well. You know, they go out in moonlight and all that. But, oh, no, the minute I try it, hell, I end up mooning the whole state of Minnesota.
So, you still haven't gotten over the fact that I make more money than you.
Oh, Christine, you know me. I don't get over these things till something like this happens.
Hayden, don't you know that everything I love about you has absolutely nothing to do with how much money you make? I mean, I assume you don't love me for how much money I make.
No, I hate you for the money you make.
Oh, would it help you if I was struggling and hopelessly dependent on you for every single crumb I got?
Yeah, but I can't ask you to do that, sweetheart.
Look, I know we're both competitive people, but it's silly for us to compete against each other. And we're supposed to be a team now. Okay, I know it sounds corny, but what's yours is mine. What's mine is yours.
Well, I hope you sock some years away, because I spent all mine on jock straps.
Don't worry. I socked enough away for both of us.
Oh, well, that makes me feel just great.
Hayden, you don't always have to be the one who's stronger. If you let me, I can be a pretty good partner.
Christine, I know that. I know you can, but I mean, deep down inside my gut, I feel like I'm supposed to be the strong one. Like I'm supposed to be the protector. And I think deep down inside of your gut, you feel the same way, too.
I can't deny I sleep better at night knowing you're beside me. But that's not because you're stronger. That's because there's just comfort in togetherness. And life is better when you've got some support.
I got support covered.